Nursing homes and hospice centers scored a key victory Thursday. A House Health Committee has approved a bill that would remove regulations on where certain healthcare facilities, excluding nursing and hospice, can be built. I'm Lynn Hatter. It's part of a years-long effort to overhaul what's called Certificate of Need. Those are the rules that govern where and when healthcare facilities can be built. The issue goes back decades, literally. Sal Nuzzo with the libertarian-leaning James Madison Institute says Presidents Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama agreed on one thing, a reduction in Certificate of Need rules.
Now in 1986, Ronald Reagan issued via the Federal Trade Commission an exhaustive study of the impact of CON laws. The report found that while they were intended to reduce costs, improve quality, and increase access to care, they in fact did the exact opposite. Fast forward, if you don't like Ronald Reagan, fast forward 30 years to President Barack Obama, who issued via the Federal Trade Commission and signed on by the Department of Justice a statement articulating that while intended to reduce costs, improve quality, and access to care, CON laws in reality did the exact opposite. So regardless of whether your political persuasions lead you to revere the Gipper or no drama Obama, I implore you to take the first step in bringing real market forces to bear in the healthcare arena.
Two different presidents, two different eras, same conclusion. Florida is among more than 30 states that still have Certificate of Need laws on the books. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. The original proposal before the House would have removed those rules for nursing homes, hospice centers, and hospitals. But Sarasota Republican Representative Alex Miller amended her House Bill 7 Thursday to remove the limits only for hospitals, leaving them in place for nursing homes and hospice centers.
Nursing homes are now excluded as well as hospice. So this is now just, yes, sorry.
The Florida Healthcare Association represents nursing homes and hospice. It pushed for the exemption. The organization argues creating more nursing and hospice centers in places they aren't needed results in an overall drop in occupancy, which could end up costing the state more money than it would save. Furthermore, the state overhauled Certificate of Need laws in 2014 for nursing homes, and the FHCA says since then more than 30 new facilities have been built. Health Committee Chairman Travis Cummings tried to needle a support statement from the FHCA.
Bob Estalos from the Florida Healthcare Association.
Florida Healthcare Association. This was actually on the amendment. We waive in support.
Okay. Thank you. How about the bill, too? Can we get that?
Love the amendment.
Okay. Thank
you. As it stands now, only hospitals would be exempt from Certificate of Need. That's supported by Governor Rick Scott. However, the issue could be dead in the water. A Senate companion bill has not gotten any hearings so far. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.